from the green light to the speed trap, Ray Greeno and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disasters as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Greeno and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
Tell you something, Joe. We're not in Ohio, but we have an Ohio theme today, and Chrissy Hine from Pretenders is helping us out here on Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. And I'll tell you why. This is a personal thing on my part. There's the original. It is the 33rd anniversary of the date that my brother and I drove the Nomad back from Colorado.
Nomad tail.
If you look underneath, you'll see the original flyer. Now, that was state-of-the-art in 1987 for making flyers. It was like dot matrix printed, and you hand-taped a picture on it. And, you know, that's the original in the back there.
Cut and paste really meant cut and paste.
It literally meant cut and paste. So that was, I'm celebrating that today because that's a monument in my automotive career. So of course,
I love the cartoon.
That was you could read that because I actually went in and whited it out and rewrote the cartoon because it was so kind of perfect. We lost a wheel. If you go to motormouthradio.com, and you can also follow us on Twitter at motormouthradio and real_motormouthradio on Instagram. Do follow us because you can see all the crazy stuff we get involved with when we're not sick as dogs.
Sucked into.
Yeah.
More like it.
The story is up there. If you go to the blog section, you'll find some interesting things to read. This story will be one of them. And you can see exactly what happened and how we skirted death and disaster and all sorts of crazy things and just two.
As you shook hands with the devil.
Ha 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 ha. Yes, Scotty. Don't make me do that. Scotty knew about that early on. So that's that. So that's how we start today. I recommend road trips to everybody. It's a lot of fun. It's great things to do. Good bonding experiences and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you get to find some good food places and
get to
evaluate the bathrooms of our fine country.
Oh, right. That's true. So I got to tell you, another monumental occasion has passed through my wheelhouse. The Grand National is done, Joe.
We actually got to sing na 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 na. Hey, hey, hey.
Get out. Get the hell out of here. Right. Yes, and I don't know if this is good or not. I know it asked you early on with the brake line changing if there was a time labor rate that was in effect, and nobody could find anything because it was too old.
Because not only that, but they really don't. Something like that is not a everyday repair.
Right.
It's kind of like, well, okay, if you got sucked into it this far, you're on your own.
Right. But I'll tell you.
Picking up chassis, stuff like that.
I'll tell you what happened. It basically took me a month. It was from the 20th of March to the 20th of April. It was 1 month of working on it, and that's kind of every day, but not all day, because I'm only down there a couple hours, and you know, I was in there some on Saturdays too. But I did put 44 hours worth of work.
Mies. Well, now, yeah.
Again, I don't know if that's good, if it's equivocal.
I've seen the pictures. It's good.
Okay, good, because I couldn't tell
you. Professor Ray has an inordinate attention to detail. I mean, I can't drink enough coffee to do what you do.
Right, again, but is that good? Because now you look at from a shop owner's perspective who has to reciprocate. You know, I mean, I'm on a paid deal over there. So,
well,
you know, that's the thing. Is who's it good for? Is it...
Well, the customer you know? Got themselves a fine job.
It's good for the customer, you know, for sure.
For a 32-year-old vehicle, which probably, at least in the owner's lifetime, not need lines again.
No, it should not. No,
you know what I mean? So that's a good part. You know, you get what you pay for. You know, that's an offshoot of the old axiom. Speed costs money. How much? You know, how fast you want to go?
Right.
You know, it's quality. You know, a lot of times, especially in car repairs, whether it's straight up repairs or what you know, the kind of stuff of restoration or modification, you know, you get what you pay for.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could slap something together, yeah, it'll get you down the street, but it may only last, you know, a year or so.
And
you know, there are plenty of people who are fine with that, because the old saying is, I'm gonna sell it. And of course, then you end up working on it for the next 3 years as they come in with all different stuff that goes awry.
And the video that you just showed me before the show is testament.
Oh yeah, we gotta
that.
Get that onto the page. Home on, talking about brake lines. This is Ray's evil opposite in the mirror universe.
Yeah, this is the antithesis. This would be the I don't remember, you know, the title of the Star Trek episode where there was the alternate
mirror.
Right, mirror, thank you. Where there was
second
the alternate
season.
There you go. Let's go to warp speed. We're at warp speed 1. Let's try and kick it up to warp speed 3. We'll go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, good morning. It's the Bronc. How you guys doing?
What's happening, Bronc?
Just having my coffee, getting ready to go start my day. It's a beautiful day out here. And I'm listening to stories about road trips, and it brought me back to a similar story going to Colorado. You got 2 minutes? You want to laugh?
Yeah. I'm setting the timer.
1976, showing a little bit of my age. It was the end of the school term. It was 2 days after school ended, and it was in Long Beach. We're sitting, two other guys and myself, two other teachers, young guys like myself, and we're sitting in this bar, Timothy Tubbs, on Park Avenue. So at that time, Coors Beer was real popular, but you couldn't get Coors Beer out in Long Island. Do you remember that?
East of the Rockies, right, because it was not pasteurized.
Not pasteurized, right. You had to buy it and drink it, and you couldn't let it get warm within X amount of days or something.
So you bought a Trans Am and a dog and a big rig and...
No. Right, and a flying nun.
Yeah. I was going to say something better than that.
Okay, good.
Right, so we're sitting there, and we say, let's get Coors Beer. Now, we're a little bit drunk at this point. I would say we're probably a lot drunk at this point. And the bartender, this guy, Mike Keegan, he had a 68 Nova that probably wasn't well-maintained. At the time, I was driving a 73 Lincoln Continental Mark.
Nice.
So he said, hey, you know, I got a great idea. I don't know who brought it up. He said, let's go get some Coors Beer. So the other two buddies and myself say, good idea, let's go. So we go to Mike. I'll tell you what, we're going to borrow your car. We're going to go on a beer run because we don't want to take the Lincoln because of the gas mileage. You only get like 6-8 miles to a gallon. We take it right off the bar. I throw my keys on the bar. I take his keys. We jump in his Nova, and we drove to Colorado to buy Coors Beer.
Wow.
Whoa.
Right? Halfway there, we get to Pennsylvania. The exhaust system falls out. You know, typical, right?
Excellent.
Right.
All right, so we get out to Colorado. We go nonstop, straight through.
Get
you know,
expeciated.
Multiple drivers straight through. And we get Coors Beer. This is
that
great.
Explains
we
a
take
lot.
His back seat. Mm. Throw his back seat out. You know, because you need room for beer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Makes sense. So we load it up, and we do our thing out there. We drive back. We're coming back to Island Park, and there's like a Dairy Queen, what do they call this thing, Dairy Barn?
Yes.
Where they had to drive that we could get groceries, beer, and stuff, and they had a big sign, we now serve and sell Coors.
The other thing I was thinking, Brock, wasn't it illegal to transport it because it had to be refrigerated, and that was the thing. It was too expensive to send refrigerated trucks. So
right,
to actually transport it, you could probably have got locked up for that.
Yeah, interstate, bringing alcohol interstate, no tax. I mean, there's all kinds
right.
of crazy
right,
stuff.
Right, right, right. All you need is like, you know, 30, 40 cartons of cigarettes and some ammunition in the back. You cover all bases.
It's a Nova, hey, Ray. Give him a break.
Another vacation.
Yeah, right. Yeah, federally right? paid vacation, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Right? You know, when you're single, you get these crazy road trips, and then right. something sparks a memory. Say, oh, yeah, I remember that. I said, what right, the right. hell were we thinking?
Yeah, excellent.
That's the kind stuff. Of stuff memories are made of.
Well, we're happy to oblige you with that, Brian.
Now, here in the 21st century.
I had to share that story with you. You know, just
thank
how it's
you.
Going.
Thank
yeah, and Joe, you made a great point about doing car restorations, just real briefly, is that most people are looking for the coupon specials. They want to buy the secondhand parts that are dated, especially like plastic parts or stuff, that, you know, they're old, they dry, they cracked, used parts that
we're talking
are
about
not,
the car's not
putting
broke.
A good used part in rather than putting in a good new part. And then they cry the blues 30, 50 days later when the part fails.
Oh, yeah.
So my advice is, if you're going to do a restoration on a vintage automobile or you're just going to repair an automobile, use quality parts, go to a quality mechanic, and the way I learned is very simple. Do the job right the first time or you're going to do it right the second time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, or if you're the unlucky mechanic who gets it the second time, you got to fix what somebody else did.
Oh, yes, yes. Unscrewing the proverbial light bulb, as it were. Yeah, I see plenty of that, believe me.
Oh, you and me both out here. There's no mechanics out here. There's very few.
Right.
And the majority of tinkering I do is fixing someone else's mistake.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah, but the worst part is trying to figure out what the hell they did, especially on the older cars where they half-ass it and makeshift it.
Right.
Right. If you don't know what you're doing, say, I don't know, I can't do this, but I know somebody who might be able to help you.
Yeah,
rather say, yeah, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. And a roll of duct tape and some crazy glue and the car is fixed.
Oftentimes it's easier just to rip everything out and start from scratch the right way.
Right.
And, right.
You know, that's
the
point you just brought up, is that when you are doing something like that, replace everything. Just don't replace the part that failed or the part you're replacing. New seals, bearings, gaskets, whatever it is, take it all the way to that point that you're doing it and put everything new in. Because, you know, it's only as good as the weakest link. And
you know,
if you're dealing with an older vehicle, right, you're going to have put a new part in, it's going to cause a secondary part to fail.
That's what happened with this Grand National when I was doing the assessment.
Turnstile.
And I told Mike, I said, what's that, Joe?
It's a turnstile.
Yeah, turnstile, right. And I said, you know, where do I stop? Because we could literally, once I change this, I want to change that, and then you should do this, and then, of course, that over there should be done. And before you know it, we're going to do the whole car. So you have to have also definitive guidelines or work within the system.
Where do I stop?
Exactly. And sometimes
also,
that's a money issue.
Where do I start, and how far do I want to go?
That's the point,
You know, when you're doing these, you got to have a plan. And I always suggest, okay, you bought this car, the car is running at this point, make a checklist of priorities. Okay, this has to be done first, right? This has to be done next, and then just go down the checklist of your priorities, but fix everything within that first paragraph, that first parameter. So if you're doing brakes, and the car is 30 years old, you know the master is bad, especially out east, you're going to have rusted brake horns. Your flex hoses, they're going to be cracked or dry rotted. Whether it's calipers, seals, wheel cylinders, hardware, axle seals in the rear, if it's a rear driver. All these things here are time allocated that they're going to fail, and they're worn out, and they're dried out. You're going to do it? Replace it all. This way you do it once, and that whole system is finished.
Well, that's like I said, Bronk. You know, in a month of part-time work, I put 44 hours into a car that really, in my assessment, like I would have never thought it would have added up to that much. But, hey, it took a lot of time to get things out and get things done the right way. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
So that's it. Yeah, so that's great advice, and we appreciate that very greatly.
Well, take it for what it's worth.
Words of wisdom.
Today I take my bike out, I do a quick safety check, find out what I have to do. And, you know, especially when you pull something out, I always bleed the brakes, you know, just put in fresh fluid because of condensation, tires, air pressure, you know, the whole nine yards, oil, primary, all that nonsense there.
Sure.
So this way you know you're going to be safe on the road as well as you can anticipate.
Right.
And same thing goes for cars, bikes, ATVs, whatever the hell you got.
You got it.
Have a lot of fun out there. I will talk to you guys soon, and enjoy the rest of your week.
All right, Bronk, thanks.
Bronk. Thanks, man.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Bye.
So bye. Long. So we're going to take our first break, Joe. And like Bronk was saying, you know, you have to go one way or the other. It's like with a repair, you don't want to skimp, and you really just don't want to stick down the middle of the road.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles together, apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs a Beatle either guested on and or produced. And of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatles Songs. 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And now, here are your Motormouths, Chris Switzer and Ray Guarino.
I guess Kim had you misrepresented when you walked in. You looked like the Swizz. Or I just played the wrong clip. That's more like it. That's exactly what happened in my cough syrup induced haze.
All we kids look alike, you know that.
Yeah, I
get some of us are shorter than others. That's about it.
To some respect, yeah, you're right. That's exactly correct.
That's okay. I mean, I could think of a lot worse people to be called than this Swizz.
I agree.
You know, he's definitely one of my heroes, especially when it comes to anything radio related. And I know he taught me a lot in the few times that I sat here. And
you and me both, my friend. You and me both.
That right? Yes. Without him, we'd probably be doing a lot more babbling and drooling.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And, that red dump button would get used quite a bit.
You know, and I'll tell you something. To Chris's, I got two stories about Chris that he relayed to me this week. One was Chris's shop take. He says he liked the fact that we're talking about you're working in our respective shops.
Right.
And basically, in a nutshell, it's pretty much what he learned is like working with you in the shops that you work at, you get to learn all sorts of different languages and dialects and how to say food things.
Yes.
And basically, in mine, you get leftover tips from Grandpa Bill about how to use leftover food. It's kind of like the yin and the yang. Once again, it's like...
Yeah, there you go.
Anything on this show has typically, through time, been extremes. You know, with the co-hosts, with the, you know, with the thoughts. Now, you and I are very much more aligned in the way we think.
Yeah, we're kind of cut from the same raggedy shop, from the same shop rag, yeah, I would say. But that's good.
The shops we work at, there's the dichotomy.
Well, like yesterday, for example, talking about that, I was working on this guy's Jeep. We had a very strange intermittent problem. And he was from the Far East, his ancestry there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm bent over the hood, and he comes over, and he goes, "Hurro! Crubber?" I'm like, "Crubber?"
Crawlers?
And he's like, this Entenmann's éclair.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is like white people's cannoli.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's also go see if there's some. Let's see if there's some cannolis on the line. We'll go hi and say hi, you're on the Motormouths.
Hey, it's Shane with Max Leverage.
Hi, Shane. Hey. How you doing? This is, of course, like you just said, Shane from Max Leverage, the company that makes this really cool tool to aid in giving you leverage on a wrench. We talked about this a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, Shane, glad to have you on. Tell us about the product, how it came about, and why.
Let her rip.
Well, I was yanking an engine out of a truck, and there's Blair with me as well here.
Blair?
Online, we're shooting a series... Be coming out this fall, but basically I was ripping an engine out of a truck about 6 years ago, and I didn't have a pipe that would work. So I got with one of my buddies, and we looked online to see if there was anything out there at the time that you could actually buy, because we actually worked on a lot of things back then, and there was nothing at the time. So we started the process of trying to create something ourselves.
Okay.
Which is ends up like what you guys see now online. It started off a lot different. It was one size basically fits all. It extended out with had buttons on it, and we took that around. We took it to some factories, and some factories put in some input on what they would like to see on different lengths. And we kind of refined it down to the final product, which is what's out today on the market.
Excellent. Now, where can people, we haven't had the luxury to work with this tool. We'd love to. We'd love to put this thing to use because we both do some knuckle busting stuff. But where can people find it? Because, I don't think we can find it in local stores, correct?
Well, actually, we just made a deal with Tractor Supply Company on Friday.
Okay,
so,
that's good.
So it should be coming soon. It's going to take us a few months to get everything in place, but pretty soon we'll be able to push people to Tractor Supply Company. We're working with some stores in Canada, so if you're anybody's
no.
in Canada. Well,
and we also don't have Tractor Supply. Is there anything like not in the Corn Belt that we could... Because we're on the East Coast. We're kind of, you know, we're New York guys.
What's a tractor?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Shane?
Yeah,
come on.
Well, you got,
I think you might have a Tractor Supply Company. I have like 1,700 stores.
So yeah, probably in Utica.
Yeah. Well,
that's a long way away from us.
They might be around.
Yeah.
But so for right now, basically, you can go to Amazon or you have to go to our website, and then we ship it out to you. It takes a couple days. We have a few trucks around. Oh, well, if you're in Wisconsin, the Riley's outside salesmen are going to start selling it. So that's going to be pretty soon. You might be able to get it from some O'Reilly salesmen. But basically, if you want it today, you're going to have to order it online.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. I did some.
So you're growing. That's good.
Yeah. When I looked into this, I did a little searching because we really had a need for one of these things at the time, and I saw there was some other types of things out there on the internet. What was the R&D that went into making the tool, and what set yours apart from the competitors?
Well, you know, when we started, we didn't have any competitors.
Okay.
But I've spent a lot of money on my branding. It's really changed. I don't even know if you could research it now online, but we used to be like a symbol with a muffle guy on it, and we've really evolved. Now we got our branding that we have now, but we've spent a lot of money and time creating a brand because if you these competitors that you see now, one of them it's kind of like a flat bar with like some side hooks on it. That's been patented back. Wow, it's been. We've done a lot of research back in the 90s, I think.
Okay.
But they've never done anything with it because, you know, if you don't have branding, you're not going to really get yourself out there. You have to, it's a lot more than, you know, you can just make a, you can make a great product, but if you don't know how to promote it and brand it, then it's not going to go anywhere.
Kind of like a radio show.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Shane, tell us, what would be a typical application for people who don't, because people who haven't seen this, they don't know. Just run down a scenario of when somebody may want to go over to their toolbox and say, hey, I need the max leverage tool.
Well, you know, at any time. You know, you can tighten a bolt with it. You can, you know, loosen a bolt. You know, obviously, it doesn't have to be stuck so hard that, you know, you can't get it loose. You know, one of the biggest things, you know, is the small wrenches, you know, because you have people that work on things, they know how it works. You know, on the smaller wrenches, a lot of times you can break it loose with your hands, but it pops loose, and then you smash your hands into the engine as soon as it breaks loose.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you throw our wrench on it, you know, you can break it loose smooth. You don't have to worry about smashing your hands. You can add length to your wrenches. You have two angles.
There.
You know, you can pretty much hook straight, and then it hooks at an angle as well.
Hey there.
It's made out of stainless, so you don't have flex. And if you work on stuff, you know, like a lot of times you throw a pipe or you double wrench. However, the wrench hooks onto the bolt, you have barely enough room to actually get, you know, to break the bolt loose. Because if your wrench or if you're double wrenching or you're using a pipe and it flexes even a little bit, now you're already hitting another part of the engine and
right.
it just won't. You can't get it popped loose.
Can you explain for the listeners what double wrenching means?
Well, it's when you take two wrenches and you hook them together.
Okay.
You hook the closed end of the open end wrench to the other one. Now, the problem with that is also, depending on the quality of your wrench, that end's pretty thin. It snaps off, and you put a lot of pressure on there, and you end up really getting hurt.
Right.
On top of it, slips off. You know, it slips to the side to side. I've personally got hurt. A lot of people have gotten hurt. Some people have gotten hurt really bad. Using pipes and double wrenching, one factory actually called us and was ordering some of our tools because one of their guys had knocked himself out trying to break the bolt loose with a pipe, and then they caught him doing the same thing again, you know? And so in a lot of factories now...
It feels so good when they stop.
That was the true mechanic who said, I will not stop till I get this job done if it means killing myself. No, you know what?
I just bought him a torch.
Well, safety is a big issue. We're big safety proponents here on Motor Mouth Radio.
I was taught when I was a pup, never double wrench nothing.
Right.
Get a...
get the right size tool, get an extension, get something. But sometimes you just can't get that, especially with the small sizes.
In my experience, with I've double wrenched rarely, because the thing I don't like is when you do that. Now, you have the box end of the wrench on the bolt or nut, so now the open end is sticking up. And you take the box end of another wrench, and that's what you slip over the open end to right. make a double wrench. It can go sideways real easy.
Bendage, yeah.
So that's why I really don't do that. I'll take the palm of my hand and maybe just bounce on the wrench instead or
right.
whatever. But yeah, that's... So Shane, let me ask you this. With I don't think that you necessarily have a tooling background. What is your background that got you into designing a tool for mechanics?
Yeah, what lit that light bulb?
I was an aircraft mechanic.
Okay.
So I was
nice.
In school for jets, prop planes, helicopters. 9 years I worked on aircraft in the military.
Okay, so you got so to see
I
a lot
have
of stuff.
Massive, I have a really extensive background in mechanics.
So I think that, man, the best thing, to talk about branding, you got to get the military to buy these things. They could buy them for like $1,800 a piece. Because we know how they, you know how the military budgets spend, like, Navy ashtrays for $800, you know.
Yeah, toilet seats, all that stuff, yeah.
Right, right. They actually sold some to the Navy and the Coast Guard.
Okay.
So, no, that's definitely an avenue, yeah. It's they have a lot of big bolts.
Yeah, right.
I'll bet they do.
So, speaking of big, what? How many different sizes does the max leverage tool come in?
So, we actually designed it to be infinite. But right now, we have 9, 16, and 24. We're out of the 36. We've changed our style of making them, so we haven't went into production with the larger ones. We plan on making them all the way up to 6, 7 feet long.
Wow.
So you're getting into 3 or 4-inch bolts. You know,
right,
you...
Right.
Need some big tools.
Yeah, the big diesel stuff and whatnot, trains.
And you can use them for pull-up bars when you're not working on your vehicle. Yeah,
yeah exactly. Wow, that is. How long did it take you guys to develop this tool and R&D it before you actually offered it for sale?
I would say a year. Oh. I mean, just getting the manufacturing going.
Right, right.
At least a year. And then we had several different lines, like I was telling you about with the buttons. So we were just taking it around. So I would say a good, we've really blown up in the last, this last year.
Yep.
Before that, we were selling some, but it was few, not a lot. And then, you know, they failed. There was a couple of them that failed. We've had some failures. So then we beefed it up with our final version. Now it's made out of 100% high polished stainless.
Yeah.
The tip, we've doubled the width of the tip.
Mm-hmm.
So we've paid attention over the years. What we want to have is the tool that we give to somebody, and it's going to last forever.
It is a beautiful looking tool. I'll say, when I looked at the pictures, it reminded me of a high quality ratchet that you might buy, or a breaker bar that's highly polished. I didn't realize that it was stainless, and I didn't see that in the copy. If it was in there, I think you should make it bigger.
It is a good looking wrench.
It is very, very good looking wrench. Yes. Well, if you want to call it a wrench, it's actually. It's a wrench extender.
Yeah, wrench. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Wrench. Thing you grab, pulled bolts off.
The
yeah,
thing
it's
you
a
grab
wrench.
The, right. That's, well, yeah.
And our tool actually looks like a tool. So
right.
If you look at our competition, they look like some stuff you slop together. You know, ours actually is just like, it looks like a breaker bar. The tip's just designed. It has the same nice contoured handle.
Right.
Really nice,
yeah.
You know, looking product.
That's what caught my eye. It would look nice in a toolbox as well.
I got to get one of these to have Johnny Wrench evaluate it.
Yeah.
Talking about wrenches.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I'd like to do it too, because now I'm working on a lot of older cars and rust and tight fasteners and old stuff. I'm always looking for that leverage factor, and this is going to be the way to go. So how again, Shane? What's the contact information? How can people find out more about your company and the Max Leverage tool?
Well, me and Blair are going to be. Like I said, we're shooting a series, we're doing a lot of promoting, so we'll be driving around. Blair's here with me now, too, as well.
Okay.
So we're going to be hitting a lot of car shows, races. You can go online, the maxleverage.co, it's two X's.
Right.
You just basically type in Max Leverage, and we're the only, we come up.
And we're
the only company.
And that's where you're going to post the videos that you're shooting?
Well, we're coming out in American Iron Magazine. We've been in Lowrider. We've been in Rat Rod, so we can promote there. And then we're going to be putting it on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We work for some guys that have millions of followers on YouTube. They have their own like shows they put out. So we're going to be, I'm going to be working with them. I think I'm going to try to do some stuff with Gas Monkey Garage.
Okay.
And then focus on trying to do some, maybe make a deal with them. We're going to, maybe rent some, get some TV time, too. We're going to spend a lot of money in promoting because, again, I'm trying to promote my brand as much as the product.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. We have kind of like a sister show that we do called Playing in Traffic on Thursday nights with Lou Santiago, the host of Carfix TV. And, I appear on that every Thursday night with him, and I could probably get you a spot on there so you can, talk about promoting. We can maybe set you up on there and get it's a video show. It's an internet-based show. So if you're interested, I'll get in touch with you offline and we'll follow up on that and see if you want to do that.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So it would be me and Blair. Okay. If you look at, you can see a few clips we've thrown on Instagram right now. We're trying to fine tune a trailer that'll be. I don't have it on the business page yet, but you can. It'll be out shortly. A trailer, kind of what we're going to be doing. You might even think of making more, almost like that. Since we just now really started blowing up. We're opening a new. Going to open a new office. We're going to do a lot of things. We're going to start maybe filming some of that. Put it out there how a company that came from nothing ends up successful.
Right.
Kind of our steps. So bugs hitting the shows. So we're going to be doing. A lot of pretty interesting things. That
Excellent.
Might be interesting to people.
Hey, and if you're ever out the this way in New York, we'd love to have you in the studio and do a live segment with us.
Yeah. We'll get you some bolts to break loose and stuff.
And I'm thinking, I'd like to see this tool on the tool trucks. If you could hook up with one of the major tool manufacturers and get this on the tool, because now they got all the tool deals have lights and carabiners and all sorts of crazy little tchotchkes for guys to buy.
Right.
This thing would be, I don't know if they'd want to do it because it's not their brand, but yeah, they might. You never know.
Yeah, some of the tool trucks.
We're on some Snap-on trucks.
Right.
Oh, yeah?
So those guys call, and we just ship some out to a guy with the truck. That's another avenue. The nice thing about, Snap-on and people would think, they're just going to steal it, but really not. Because if you, like I keep telling everybody, if you're a guy that makes a wrench, and then you, and like Snap-on, and their stuff's warranted for life, and then they make a product like mine, well, now the guys are going to bend the wrench or something, and then they're going to have to replace it because they say, you sold me this tool to put on the wrench, and now it's bent.
Right.
So it's kind of almost like a safety guard that my product messes people's wrenches up, potentially.
You put
a lot of pressure on there and break the wrench, and that's what a lot of people say. When you have to get the bolt off, that bolt has to come off.
That's right.
There's no.
That's right. Car's got to get off that lift. Exactly. All right. So, Shane, is there any contact information you want to pass along to the listeners, how they can find you other than maxleveragewith2x's.com?
.co.
Oh, .co. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, .co. Yeah, .co. No, everything is on that website. That website is set up pretty nice. Has instructional videos. It has everything you need: phone numbers, emails, wholesale information. It's a real nice, easy to use site. You can follow us on Instagram. We're all hooked up with the maxleverage.co. The Facebook's the same name, and Instagram's the same name.
Okay,
everything's connected.
Got it, Shane. I don't. Is there an email address you want to give out, or no?
There is. Is GS Mulligan.
Okay.
At maxleverage.co.
Got it. Okay. All right. So what I will do. That's in case listeners want to get in touch with you for anything. I'll be in touch with you offline and give you the plane and traffic info if you're interested in that, and then we'll proceed from there. We wish you a lot of luck with the company. We hope it really takes off.
Great idea. Something that people could use.
Yeah.
Rather than buying them really long Snap-on combination wrenches for like a whole boatload of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could actually use this instead for the few times you really need something that huge.
True enough. All right, Shane. Well, we thank you very much for the time, spending some time with us, and we'll follow up, and then we'll see where we go down the road with this. We'll get you back on in the future.
Thanks for being with us.
All righty.
All right.
All right, Shane. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
All righty. So long. All right, that was Shane Mulligan from the Max Leverage Company talking about Max Leverage Wrench Extender, which I thought was a pretty interesting project.
Yeah, I saw a couple of videos on that online, and you know, plus the stuff you sent me that time.
Right.
And, you know, there are times when you some of these newer cars, you just can't get the heck down there.
Or the older ones.
A little tiny, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it's kind of like being stuck on a chain gang. So let's go back to the Pretenders. We'll see what they got planned for us, and we'll be back after this break. Motormouth Radio, keep it where you got it. Ray and Joe will be back.
This is hi-fi, okay? High fidelity. You know what that means? That means this is the highest quality fidelity. Hi-fi. Those are two very important things to have in the stereo system.
Join me, Kim Tracy, on High Fidelity for a mix of music with a focus on newer music and lesser-known artists every Thursday at 2 p.m. on the Voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and streaming with the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
Wow, that's like crazy loud music. What are you listening to?
The best music on the radio. Come on, this is the Iron Age.
The what age?
The Iron Age, the show that brings you various types of heavy metal music from all over the spectrum.
Really? I've never heard of it. How do you know so much about it?
I'm the host.
Wait, if you're the host, how are you driving this car and on the radio at the same time?
Come on, don't ask so many questions. The Iron Age with me, Justin Sullivan, delivers the best variety of heavy metal music that you could ever ask for. Only on the Iron Age will you find music as ridiculously heavy as Meshuggah and Oshi, along with chill and relaxing tunes like Tool and Deftones.
Well, that sounds cool and all, but I think I'm just going to listen to something else.
Ooh, I think that's going to be a problem. I think you're going to have to find another ride then.
What?
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said more than that.
So right, Kim, so right, 572-7440 is the number. You can get us, motormouthradio.com, Motormouth Radio on Twitter, and real_MotormouthRadio on Instagram. Check us out, see us, play with us, like us.
Yeah.
Do whatever you like. We don't really...
Make fun of us, it's okay, we can take it.
we're seasoned, you're not going to hurt our feelings.
Hey, yeah, you figure everybody's out at the car shows today?
I don't know what car show, well, the big show that's coming up is next week at Tobey Beach. That's the show.
Yeah, that's an event there.
I will mention that.
Yeah, for sure. There was this is the season. Just getting out.
Yes.
Just getting out and getting stuff and just getting the ride out of the garage there or airing the tires, oil in the pan, gas in the tank.
Next weekend, April 28th at Tobey. Actually, this weekend there's a show at Belmont. And it's free to spectators, free parking, independent judging and trophies, Kids' Choice Awards, restaurant and food tents, and a free concert by that 70s band. Information you can call 516-624-6380.
Okay.
And for other information, we can go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motormouths.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey, Vic. How are you?
What's up, man?
Yeah, same old.
Yeah.
Funny that you started with Nomads. Because Thursday I went to Carlisle and picked up my quarters, my Nomad quarters.
How did that work out for you?
Oh, I left at 3 o'clock in the morning, got there at 7.
Okay.
Walked the entire Carlisle in 4 hours. 11 o'clock back in the van and 3 o'clock home, 3:15 in bed.
Yeah, no nice. Fooling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good. But you got the parts that you went for.
Yeah, but they were literally at the back gate. I was at the front gate. And I couldn't find anybody to carry them with me.
Oh, no.
So
I knew if I stopped walking, I wouldn't start again.
Right. So, okay. You couldn't I guess you couldn't leave them and then drive around and pick them up like that?
No. No. And I could have sold them probably 2 or 3 times.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Those people don't want to walk, you know, let's face it.
Right.
That's okay.
And today I went to Long Island Street Rods. That was real light.
Okay. It's been getting lighter, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. I was going to go up to Connecticut, but I didn't get up in time. I wanted to leave at 4 in the morning, but I didn't get up to like 7, so it was too late for that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, and yeah, Belmont's running their show today too. People, some people like to do that as well.
Why?
I don't know, but they do. Yeah. I'm just saying, hey, you know, I don't make the rules; I just report them.
Hey, that's what, it's like a tradition. You know, a lot of people are out. A lot of people are out there. As a matter of fact, I believe Doc bought a wrencher there today.
Yeah. All right,
selling some of their wares there. So, if you're listening, guys, hey, how you doing? And if anybody's out there, if you find somebody in a really cool purple 55 pickup selling stuff out of the back of that, they have my thumbs up.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah. I think I found a tailgate for it, but it's in Washington State.
Oh, geez. You find all the stuff that's the furthest away.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Well, you
but
gotta
it
go.
Looks good.
You got to go where the rust ain't.
The thing is, it's got to be like $200-$300 or it's not worth it.
Right.
By the time it gets shipped and all, and he's got to create it, or else I'm going to have scrap metal when it gets
Of course, yeah. That's very true, yeah.
So. Yeah, you never know when you're buying something online or whatever. You know, you better hope that between A, the guy is honest, and B, he knows how to ship.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, well, he showed me. He's buying at a junkyard, so he's got two of them.
Okay.
That comes out nice, yeah.
But, you know, it's around the corner I drive.
Yeah,
six,
sure.
8 hours I'd drive, but 5-6 days, nah, can't do it.
No, it's not worth it.
Yeah, that just gets crazy, you know?
But, yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah, just collecting parts, you know?
Yeah.
That's how that, yeah.
Absolutely. So. Very good.
Someday we're going to have to, like, get like a farm or a giant field someplace and build like a giant warehouse so everybody can keep their stuff.
Yeah, huh?
You know, because if you ever notice, I mean, I know, like, I'm getting to the point where I can't go out. I would have to go up.
Right.
And unfortunately, like, the FAA won't let me build it that high because airplanes.
Yeah.
About 35 years ago, me and a couple of my friends were going to get land out east and do that, turn it into a big storage yard where you'd store your car for, like, about $20 a month and this and that. But the regulations and the insurance and this and that just killed us. It would have been like $120 a month for each car.
Sure.
Yeah, that gets crazy.
Yeah.
So that killed a nice thing there.
Yep. So. Welcome to New York and Long Island in general.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They don't want us having cars sometimes, I think. They really don't. They
want us to have like electric cars that run into people.
Right.
Or bicycles or animal drag
skateboards.
Thing.
You can't even use a skateboard because helmets and this and that and blah, blah, blah. They probably make safety sneakers too so you can't fall over.
You know, they'd have to have some kind of anti-gravity self-inflating pants or something. You know?
Your sensors.
Yeah. So I'm out here cleaning up. I'm going to start on the gas and put that on the rotisserie so I can bottom weld that.
All right. Excellent.
Spring is sprung.
All right.
Exactly. Talk to you guys later.
All right,
have a good one. All right.
Take care.
All
good
right.
talking
Tell
to you.
Vic. Always a pleasure talking to Vic. Hey, you know, he made me think about this, too. There was a funny recall that came my way about a week or so ago. It's for a Ford Motor Company recall. And they're recalling certain 2014 to 18 Lincoln MKZ and Ford Fusion vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is, the sun visor falls down? No, the steering wheel retainer bolt may loosen, allowing the steering wheel to detach while driving.
Excellent.
That's a good one, right?
So the nut behind the wheel is literally loose.
That's right.
Yikes!
They said Ford will notify owners, and of course they always do, and dealers will replace the steering wheel bolt with a longer bolt free of charge. So somebody skimped on three treads.
Yes.
Three treads.
Two Utes probably did it.
And the recall is expected to begin April of this year, which is...
Three threads
on your steering bolt. Or you can contact Ford Customer Service, and the recall number is 18S08. And if you want to find out yourself otherwise, that's pretty...
And in the meantime, don't drive next to either of us.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. You got that straight.
Exactly. Just aim it and go. Put them on track, something.
I want to follow up on something again from before. Our patriarch Chris is dealing with a head gasket issue on his Subaru, and he's going to use Blue Devil like Mark did. I told him, I said, listen, reach out to Mark.
With the blue dress on?
I don't know if she had a dress on. Mark had said that Blue Devil now makes a new one. The first one was very step intensive. You had to follow the steps to the letter. So now the new one is less step intensive. So I told Chris, hey,
because people got ADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's face it. some of that stuff can many times do very well. I have seen people use it with in a variety of situations. However, it's still mechanic in a can.
Right. You know, Mark used it twice with good results, he said.
Yeah, it depends on the engine design. Like that Subaru, I'm not quite sure of what Subaru in particular that is, but...
yeah, it's an opposed engine.
Yeah, I mean, some of them Subaru have had gasket issues because the castings suck.
Right.
So...
Well, let's see if the caller sucks and go to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
What's going on?
Are you guys looking for cartons of cigarettes and 223s?
Yeah, we are, as a matter of fact.
What's better on a Sunday morning, huh?
Right. I mean, if you got to go drive someplace, you might as well do it for something good, right?
Well, I particularly like the smell of napalm in the morning.
There you go.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's happening today, Bob?
There were a couple things. Went to the car show.
Which car show?
I got about 2 hours in on the Friday before they closed.
Oh, the new car show. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know the one at the Coliseum was canceled today.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand why. So they'll tighten that up and they'll represent that.
Do you, that's, since you mentioned that, we talked with Rob about that before, and we were wondering, they've been very vague about why, and is there anything you could share with us as to why?
I think the level of accountability and responsibility, you're going to have to present now, and you got to make sure that... you have your egress,
okay.
One point of entry, and look. Let's face it, guys. You got to have eyes on.
Got it. Yes, absolutely.
You know, I mean, these you days. Got kids with strollers.
Yeah, they did say. They did cite a security issue.
So, I mean, it's a great venue. Look at the location.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And who wouldn't want a day like today? Who wouldn't want to go over there?
Absolutely. They have a ton of tents set up. I went past it today. I was past it yesterday, and it's because they're going to have like a farmer's market, like a flea market thing too.
Okay.
And that's why they have all these tents that are kind of open. So it's going to be kind of a, they're harkening back to the Roosevelt Raceway flea market type days. So they covered it in yesterday's Newsday, as a matter of fact. So
I think they're going to be safe. I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe the county is they're up to speed. So
well, Nassau County does have a fine police force. We have many friends on that force, and we know that they do. They don't take these things lightly. They definitely take security as a paramount issue, and for that we're thankful.
Things are dramatically different.
Absolutely.
And they'll come up to speed also on the schools.
Yep.
And then I think it'll provide a better level of comfort for everybody.
Now, if they could just keep the nut jobs off the radio, everybody would be safe. But... Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry, Colton.
But we sneak through the cracks.
Us.
So I went to look at that Max Leverage.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick one up for my father-in-law because he has lawn equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
And... I thought it was a great... I said, well, let me see what the application is. And then I recognized that it would work for us because of the sharpening of the blades and the deck.
Right, right.
He's got a couple ride-ons.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to do that for Father's Day for him.
Nice. Hey, if you're buying for your friends,
Yeah.
We don't have one either.
Look, you know we love you guys.
I know, Bob. We know. We do know.
So the car show... Listen, I tell you, the SUV for the Alfa Romeo...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I kind of weigh, like, everything, price point, sometimes the specs. You know, I do a little reading on some of the better magazines. I'm going to have to give it to the Alfa Romeo small SUV. Price point was good. It's got legs. It's a really attractive little car.
That's the Stevio?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
They make it a sedan also. And, they're not killing you on... the price points. Obviously, there's some people with disposable income, and they can bump it up to crazy numbers.
Sure.
Also, the Mazda, the old Miatas, the X5s.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. They are just getting better every year.
Yeah, Mazda's a good company like that.
You know what's a little disappointing? The Chevy guys, don't get me wrong, but the Chevy guys, they're selling so many cars, they're 2 years behind the presentation of their new line.
Hmm.
Because they don't have to do a quicker retool because they're selling every pickup and every truck they make.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it,
Yeah. I think they kind of lost a little bit of their
the they drive
side of their base.
Interesting.
New Plymouth truck, Ram 150, 1500.
Right.
It's got space for everybody.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Huge, huge interior.
They keep coming up, you know, all the car companies keep coming up with some great stuff. Some at a faster rate than others, yeah.
Right. And, you know, even the entry-level vehicles, I don't think they're selling a bad car these days.
No, it's not like, say, the early 80s or where, like, some of that stuff was, like, real crap. And the only reason that you bought it was because your old crap was too crappy. Mm. So now you had to get something.
Right.
But now you can actually, there are actually cars that do a nice job of
A college kid getting a car. I mean, I don't think he can make a bad decision.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
My noise on the 6 liter.
Right.
I followed your suggestion, guys.
Oh, yeah?
I got the Lucas. I picked up the Lucas.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I picked up two containers.
Okay.
I dropped the first one myself.
Right.
I did a driveway. It's not a huge deal. I just don't do it that much anymore, but I wanted to do it myself. And then I went to a mobile one. Well, I use a mobile one, and I happen to use a Purolator filter. And then the last quart, I used the Lucas.
Right.
I put about 300 miles on it, and then I dumped it again over at GM. I was over at GM.
Right.
400 miles on it, I had them dump it again. And then, I guess about another 3 weeks later, I dumped it again. So I did three quick oil changes.
Okay.
Okay.
And the last one I used, because I bought two containers of the Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
The last one I used, I put the last Lucas in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not burning any oil, and it has quieted down.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, those cars have valve train issues, so yeah, clean them up.
So that was a great suggestion. Thank you.
Good. We're glad that worked out. We're glad to hear that, Bob. Excellent.
Yeah, those trucks have always had a certain amount of either whether it's
oil change. I was over there. I had the guys take a look at the cat.
Right.
And the pipe going into the straight pipe from the down pipe into the cat.
Right.
There was
leakage.
A clamp on there. It was a clamp from a prior service.
Yeah. Okay.
Took that off. They took the welder out, and they spent a little time on that for me. And then they've put a bead on from the rear of the cat for the pipe going to the muffler for me.
Okay.
And they put a line on that for me also. And that quieted down probably 90%.
Nice.
Excellent.
Good to hear.
So I took your suggestion on Lucas, and I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome,
Bob. Problem.
That's what we're here for. Anytime.
Have a great week.
All right, Bob.
Good
thanks.
Good talking to
bye.
You.
All right.
Take care.
All right, Joe.
Enjoy
we're going to take
peace and quiet.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take another quick break. But I have to say that if people want to hear more than different types of music, you can tune into Metal for the Masses Sunday at midnight. Which
Metal, yeah.
I'm snoring at midnight. I'm listening to metal or anything.
I'm unconscious.
You can join the host.
I'm on feathers.
Me too. Bob Brill, who has a mix of extreme metal music on his show, plus interviews and with bands from the Long Island heavy metal scene, which is pretty cool. He keeps it local. So with that, let's keep it local. Let's do one last break, and we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio in a minute. Keep it where you got it.
Hey, you in the car? Yeah, you. You're a fan of the music of Sly Stone. I know you are. No reason to hide it. You've probably been looking for a radio program that highlights his music. Well, then look no further. Let me introduce myself. I am DJ Solero. That's soul followed by air and an O. Solero. Well, never mind about that. Back to what we're both here to talk about. The Sly Stone Show features the music of Sly through the various artists who have covered and sampled his music, and I'll be playing some of the original music that helped impact a generation. Come on, I know you're looking for some feel-good music, so just keep your radio right here for the Sly Stone Show. And you might want to think about cleaning up your car before we start. This thing is nasty. Oh, back to what's important. It's the Sly Stone Show every Friday afternoon at 3 on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations, right here on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Your car not running right? Let the Motor Mounts help you out at 516-572-7440.
It's like Rob said, if you got a question about your car or someone else's car, call us at 516-572-7440. Check us out on the web. Send us an email at motormouthradio@ncc.edu. And you can find those links all on the website, motormouthradio.com as well. And we'll be happy to help you out, like Bob.
Right.
With his Lucas.
Every once in a while, we actually come up with a coherent answer for you. And if not, if it won't be coherent, at least it'll be funny. So,
well, we'll tell you something, that's for sure.
Right. It might be our recipe for spaghetti sauce from Mom or something. But
we can do that.
We do food. We do cars.
Absolutely.
We do all kinds of stuff.
But
basically, you know, we're mostly car guys. I spend most of my time under a car or reading about a car or thinking about a car.
We do.
And then, Ray's right next to me as far as that goes. Not literally, because he's on one side of the world and I'm right on the other, but we're over there in spirit with each other.
We sure are. And
on the phone with each other.
And I'll call you, Joe, I got a problem. You help me out here. Yeah. And
I go to Ray for sage advice. Because Ray knows, ladies and gentlemen, Ray knows a lot of stuff. And it's not just car stuff, but car stuff is probably at the top of the list. So he's one of them Renaissance men, you know?
Well, that's, yeah.
I'm more like the Dark Ages, but he's the...
You know, I had a conversation this morning with a guy we're going to have on the show in the future. Joe Ferrer was from BSNF Automotive in the Bronx.
Yeah, that place in the Bronx. You guys were on TV back in the day.
We did the TV show with him, Chris and I, right? Hard Part South Bronx. Well, Joe has sold the business. Now he's the National VP for Commercial Sales under the Icon Group and Pep Boys. And he's on the radio. You'll hear him on the radio on Q104. I don't know if I heard him on BAB. I think I heard him on CBS FM.
And he's on the commercials?
He's doing commercials, yeah. In fact...
Yeah, you know what? Now that you say that...
Uh-huh. Again, you'll hear a guy with a very New York-type voice.
Yeah.
And that's... And if he says, I'm Joe Ferrer, right in the beginning. So by the time he says that, you miss that because you were doing something else. And then you when you hear him, you're like, who is this? Well, that's Joe. And he gave me an early...
He's in our universe. He's in our circle.
Absolutely. So I reached out to him a while ago. We didn't connect. He called me this morning, and we had a nice conversation. We're going to have Joe on the show, and we're going to talk about his step up in the world. Now he's, like I said, a VP of sales.
Well, I think that could be, if you're talking about the parts business, now you're just deeper into it. Which it's not down, but in a bad way. But now, instead of being up to here, you're up to here.
Exactly.
But from what I know of him, he can handle it. So,
and Joe actually said he wanted to do somewhat like a podcast, and he was thinking about maybe including us, like he included us on the TV show where we did an episode up there in the Bronx.
Right, parts there. Some guy needed an EGR valve or something, heater core.
Yeah, yeah.
And but it was for some really obscure.
That was the idea.
Why are you still driving this mobile?
That was the idea, that he could get any car, any part for any car in a reasonable amount of time. So that was the premise of that show. I think it's on, I don't think it's on Netflix. If you Google it, Hard Parts South Bronx, you'll find some links to it, and we'll see.
The garden spot of the universe.
Yeah, there was our episode, so I have it on DVD. But anyway, we'll be talking to Joe. We'll get him on the show soon. Now, he said, as opposed to him being the head honcho who can make decisions, he has to run it through corporate.
Right.
So that's the way that goes. So we'll be talking to Joe hopefully in the upcoming weeks.
Hopefully corporate doesn't know who we are.
Right. I hope not. And until then, we're going to get out of here because Kim is here to do Thunder Road, the Bruce Springsteen show. And Joe, we're going to clop on out of here ourselves and... Go enjoy the nice day.
Yeah, let's go for it.
So for Joe D., this is Ray Guarino, Motormouth Radio. We will see you next week.
See you.